Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today. I want to get back into the text. We spent some time talking about our media partners yesterday and also a little bit of the context of Matthew 6. We're in the 6th chapter in the 11th verse in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. Let's reiterate and just say it from the top. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that brings us to the 11th verse. Give us this day our daily bread. And this is the portion of the prayer that is for provision. And I don't think that we should spiritualize this. In our attempt sometime to go into secondary definitions, we spiritualize what should be naturalized. Or natural. And that, what I mean by that is sometimes we'll look at the text and we'll say, what is the spiritual meaning? And that's good to do, but we ignore the natural meaning. And that's caused us to ignore audience. It's caused us to ignore context. It's caused us to ignore original meaning, intent of the author, just to try to get past it to something else. We've really botched eschatology up in the church, I think, because we always look for some other fulfillment rather than the very one. You know me, one of my favorites is Matthew 24, where the disciples say, teach us the end of the age and when this is all coming to an end. And we take that and we say he's talking about us and the end of the world, and that contextually doesn't make any sense. When you say, give us this day our daily bread, don't go for the secondary, which is spiritual. Go for the first, which is physical. Jesus is praying a prayer of provision, literally praying for God to supply the daily supply. Proverbs chapter 30 and verse 8, feed me with the food allotted to me. And he's been talking about poverty and riches. And so from the Old Testament through the New, man's request has been to have a diet that was provided by God. Now, can we spiritualize it? Well, sure. Let's take an example. Natural manna, Old Testament, children of Israel in the wilderness, God brings manna. Every day they go to the tent flap, they look outside, boom, there's bread on the ground. They didn't do anything for it. It's a grace gift. We get to the New Testament. Jesus says, behold, I am the manna that fell down from God out of heaven. Does he mean that he was the physical bread laying on the ground in Israel? Well, I don't think so. How could he have been the physical bread? They swallowed him every day. He is saying, I am the spiritual version of that physical thing. So, there is precedence to take the physical of the Old Testament and spiritualize it in the New Testament. In fact, that's very much the way we interpret the Old Testament. But when on the surface, the statement, give us this day our daily bread, is to see that he is telling them to pray for daily provision. It's not a spiritual thing, it's a physical thing. And it's okay to pray for daily provision. I like Eugene Peterson's translation of this in his Message Bible, where he says, give us three meals a day. I think he caught the spirit behind the text, which was basically saying that we believe that God is our provider. And let's not forget to talk to our Father about provision. If you run into struggles or troubles, talk to the Father about provision. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, and you're not going to go poverty-stricken in the kingdom. So rest in that and believe that it's part of your daily prayer life. We'll continue tomorrow. Until then, God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.